This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The Capital Metro Board and Austin City Council are both expected to vote today on a preferred plan for Project Connect. That's the proposal to expand the region's transit system. It's a key step in order to secure federal funding for the plan. Leaders are touting Project Connect's benefits for the region, reducing congestion and creating jobs. KUT's Samuel King reports on another benefit that may be harder to measure, whether historically underserved groups will be along for the ride.
Every few minutes or so, buses arrive at the Norwood Transit Center in the Heritage Hills neighborhood in Austin. It opened in November, replacing the old bus stop in the Walmart parking lot. It features new covered stops and signage. Capital Metro says it's an example of more investment in areas historically left behind. Travis County Commissioner and Capital Metro Board Member Jeff Trevelyan.
A facility that seven buses can stop at, and you have six bus routes coming out of there, two that leave every 15 minutes in an area that had been considered a transit desert. It is possible for us to work on equity and make sure that we connect the entire city and still grow our transit opportunities around the entire city.
Equity was a key theme through a series of virtual public meetings held throughout May ahead of Wednesday's vote. They are supposed to be held in person across the Capital Metro service area, but the COVID-19 pandemic forced a change in plans. In the meetings, officials outlined the plans for Project Connect and the proposals to pay for them. Here's President and CEO Randy Clark during a meeting on May 29th.
As a city and as a region, we're going to go from 2 to 4 million people. We have to invest in our infrastructure to manage that. I think it's fair to say that we haven't done that historically. It's where we are today. And some of our infrastructure of the past has actually divided our community.
I-35 has served as a reminder of Austin's divisions, affluent white neighborhoods to the west, with people of color historically forced to live east of the interstate. And transit is no exception. For instance, the two current Metro Rapid limited stop bus lines both run mostly west of I-35. The region's only current commuter train service, the Red Line, only has two stops east of the interstate. Project Connect promises to close some of those divides by adding upgraded services in East Austin and other underserved parts of the region, and includes new Metro Rapid lines and neighborhood circulators similar to the on-demand pickup service already in place in parts of East Austin and Maynard. Austin Mayor Pro Tem Delia Garza is also on the Cap Metro board. She represents Del Valle, a community that has asked for better transit service for years.
And so those circulators, new park and rides, connections to the Blue Line for the Del Valle community. Pleasant Valley would get a Metro Rapid bus line, which is more frequent service every 10 to 15 minutes, and that would connect them to the Blue Line to get them into downtown or to the airport. We have a lot of workers that work at the airport. That would allow them access to that Blue Line to get to the airport and to get back home.
The proposed Blue Line would connect the airport and downtown, running through parts of southeast Austin. A new commuter rail line, the Green Line, would run from downtown out to Colony Park and eventually Maynard and Elgin. District 1 Council Member Natasha Harper-Madison says the improved service could go a long way toward closing gaps in access to jobs and needed services.
Eastside Metro Rapid routes that connect to East Austin and light rail lines have to inherently improve access to schools and hospitals and jobs and services and stores. And so all of this is directly connected.
But there's some skepticism. Activist Anobia Joseph is a frequent presence at Capital Metro meetings. She told the board last month they have not done enough to ensure equity, especially in regard to African Americans forced out of the city's core because of escalating housing costs. She pointed to 2018's CAP remap as an example. The plan rerouted several bus lines around the city, adding more high-frequency services. But that meant some local bus service was either lost or at least became more inconvenient for some people.
I know you have all the buzzwords that the Federal Transit Administration will look at on paper, but Mr. Chairman, I would just ask you to remember that January 28, 2019, you acknowledged that in the Eastern Crescent that there were people who were disadvantaged by CAP remap. And you have an opportunity to just do the right thing.
Board Chair Wade Cooper did indeed acknowledge that some people in East Austin were inconvenienced by CAP remap, but he also pointed out the plan actually increased access to high-frequency bus service to minority and low-income communities. And Cap Metro leaders say studies show the remap met federal civil rights mandates and did not have a disproportionate impact on minority communities. This time around, equity is included in the resolution leaders will vote on Wednesday. It calls equity in transit investment, quote, the most profound action we at Capital Metro can take to correct historical inequities. Delia Garza tied Project Connect to the recent protests against police violence and the disproportionate impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on minority communities.
We can't ignore some of the things happening right now in the news, racial injustice. And so people are asking, how can I help? What can I do? How do we change the system? We invest in things that help our brown and black community and our communities that are struggling. And public transit really provides access and help to those communities.
The Austin City Council also passed a resolution in April pushed by council member and Cap Metro board member Ann Kitchen that directed the city manager to ensure transit improvements under Project Connect don't lead to more gentrification and displacement. After Wednesday's vote, leaders will have to finalize the financial plan to present to voters. That election is still planned for November. Samuel King, KUT News.